Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. It is hour number two on this Tuesday of the Pat Miller program. Sitting off just my left elbow over there in the newsmaker chair, as we have him do not often enough, a couple of times a year probably, Second District City Councilman Russ Yale is there. Russ, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Pat.
Good to see you. Everything else going on. You and I need to talk. This has nothing to do with you people out there, so don't listen to what I'm about to say. I should have talked to this already. Your wife is running the company that her parents had.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to talk to you. Okay.
Good.
I have a need for something other than here. What are you talking about, Pat? Sorry, can't tell you. No, but something caught my eye with you yesterday, and as you noticed, as soon as it hit the press,
yeah.
I was on the line, and I was calling you and texting you, and you plan to, at your next meeting, argue something that has to be done with response times for ambulances, and you say that there's something going on that it needs to be addressed immediately. I mean, ambulances are something we don't think about every day.
Right.
But boy, when you need one, you need one, and you need it like yesterday, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more important for public safety than people calling with an emergency, being able to get an ambulance in a timely basis.
Yep.
And since last October, our ambulance service went out of compliance, has not made it back into compliance to the point where about one out of every four emergency calls now are not being answered in a timely basis as far as an ambulance showing up. The reason for that is they have lost so many of their paramedics. They should have 44 paramedics. They're down to 19.
Excuse me?
They're down to – so they have less than half of the paramedics that they ideally should have. And – wow. The surrounding communities, which have their ambulance services, they are being pulled in to cover for ours. And so it has gotten to the point where last week our ambulance service board, TRA, declared an emergency and went to a two-tier system, which it was a good step, but it does lower the standard of care and the requirement of the qualifications for care. And throughout all of this, the public has never been told what's transpired. And
well,
so it's
well, I'll
very
tell you what,
important
when you tell me right
for the
now
public to know what's going
we're
on.
We're supposed to be around 44 or 45, and we're down to how many?
We're down to 19 paramedics.
That's the first time I've heard that in my life.
Right, because the public has not been leveled with. So on a given day, some days they're supposed to have 19 ambulances out there. They might be rolling with only 11, even after forcing tremendous overtime on their remaining employees.
Well, and at times like now, for example, when you have like the Three Rivers Festival going on, there's probably one or two ambulances that are right near downtown to be at the ready because invariably something happens. And
right.
I don't mean, I'm not talking about riots and gunshots and all that, but people get hurt, they fall,
yeah.
You know, something happens and you need to have them responded to pretty quickly. So do you know at what point we started going from a population of 35 to 45 to where now we're all the way down to 19? Do we know where and how long that took?
Well, TRA has always had issues when it comes to management and employee morale. So you can't point to just one moment in time. But
okay.
One really disappointing thing that transpired was when the pandemic began and we all had this common understanding that we needed to emphasize public safety rather than making sure that they had these heroes lined up to serve the public because we thought there might be a tremendous need for ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
They actually furloughed a great number of their staff or cut back their hours. Some of them never came back. And then there has just been a continuous exodus throughout the pandemic, a lot of it having to do with national shortages of paramedics, a lot of it having to do with other communities hiring paramedics. But what's important for people to know is our surrounding communities in Allen County, they are fully staffed with paramedics. There is no shortage of paramedics. There are no openings outside of Fort Wayne. So there's something specific going on with TRA.
Something's rotten
and
in Denver.
People wanting to work there. And obviously the tremendous amount of overtime that they've been forced to work has not improved that morale.
Well, that was my next question. If normally you're supposed to have a staff somewhere north of 40 and you're sitting at 19, I'm probably not going to get the vacation time I'm looking for.
Correct.
Or the time off in a timely fashion. Because even if you're not on a call, but maybe once or twice a day, you're under so much pressure. I mean, you can't get over about 30 feet away from that truck, because when that call comes in, you got to be ready to roll.
Yep, and so the change that they made in declaring the emergency does allow the BLS services, which is the service just below paramedic, to make more runs. That will increase more people out there, relieve these highly stressed paramedics, but that will take weeks to implement, and there are more solutions that need to be brought between now and when those people come online, and then long term. And the discussion to council tonight that I hope council will support me on is the administration, the city administration, and TRA have said, all right, we made this one bold move. We want to stop. And then my point is, you didn't get here overnight. It's been months. You've kept it from the public.
Yeah.
You've made one important move, but there are other things that need to be done and be done quickly. Two examples being the use of ARPA funds, federal funds, to retain these the employees that are left, and then also trying to get some of these paramedics who have recently left to come back and work full part-time in this emergency situation. So without those discussions, we're really just holding on to this one move and not doing what needs to be done, even though declaring an emergency.
Now, I'm here at a talk show station here on WoWo, and I was not aware of this. When were you on city council? When were you fully made aware that something's wrong?
Here's the thing. You should not be hearing this from your city councilman. The city council doesn't even have a board appointment to the TRA board. I heard this from the surrounding EMS chiefs. I asked our administration in April. I said, I've heard rumors that there are problems. I was rebuffed. Then the EMS chiefs volunteered to meet with me and give me a briefing last month. They gave me the detailed information, gave me the right questions to ask, and that's how I've found out. So, that's the reason why I think it's important.
That's a lousy way to find out.
For the public to know what's going on now that an emergency has been declared.
I mean, that's a horribly lousy way for you to find out.
It is not right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not right for a councilman who until a month ago, really did not understand a lot of this to be the one briefing the public.
Let me ask you this, because you just said something a minute ago, and I heard what you said and understood what you said, but I don't know how it works. You said you've got an EMS, then you've got a one level below that, and you gave that a
correct.
Who is that one level down?
Correct. When you, all these acronyms, there's sure. ALS, there's BLS, ALS is paramedics. BLS are EMTs. They're slightly different in qualifications, and so we do have the numbers that you and I have been talking mostly been the ALS paramedics. They do have other staff members that are BLS certified. So there are other staff. It's not just 19 people making all the runs,
right?
But it's 19. They're down to 19 paramedics, and that is where then you have to declare an emergency, and then allow for a less qualified people to be making the runs.
Okay, and another chance for Pat Miller to show his ignorance. Okay, as I mentioned to you before we came on, I've been hauled from this building by ambulance to the hospital three times.
Yes.
Knock on for Micah, it hasn't happened since the transplant.
Yes.
But I always had a paramedic in the ambulance that came here that took me.
Yes.
What would happen if an ambulance came out and I would have something other than a paramedic? Is it at least a slight chance that I might have a situation where a paramedic is needed and there's not one on that truck?
Yeah. The problem is right now is if there's a very good chance that if you needed – you were in a true emergency and needed a paramedic, instead of having the 10 ambulances out there that we should have right now, maybe there's five or six. And so that is where the statistic problems are. Going to the two-tier system will put a couple more out there eventually, but a couple of them will not maybe be ready to respond to a true emergency like what you're describing.
Yeah.
Just today, today I got a call from a firefighter, said he was out with a crew member, had someone had chest pains. Took 18 minutes to get an ambulance out there just today for a firefighter with a heart situation. Yes, in town.
Yeah. That's kind of way too long.
That's not acceptable, and that's why if there's an emergency, which has already been declared, then let's get everybody together and expedite all the discussions that need to take place. Yep. That is the message. And council has that ability to put the pressure on the administration to do so.
Let's talk about that. Tonight you have a council meeting.
Yeah.
And that meeting starts 5:30?
Yes. Okay. And it will likely be one of the longest council meetings. There's a lot on the agenda.
Are you taking like some cookies and some coffee and everything?
I'm hoping that you're going to give me one of these Starbucks.
Well, you've hoped for a lot of things before, Russ, and yeah, that's not happening.
All right. Now, but
let me just ask you, so what do you view? I mean, is anything going to be resolved in this meeting tonight about this, or is this a meeting where you guys are going to put a burr up somebody's backside, or what's going
to happen? Yeah, what I will ask our council president to do is to invite the city administration, the TRA board, an administrator, and as well as their labor partners to publicly brief council on their progress.
Okay.
And what that means is make them schedule meetings to update us on their progress.
And get back up to that 40-43 number. Because city of Fort Wayne, okay, if you're over 250,000 people, and we are, let's get up to the standard that we need to have to run by. If you're going to say we need to be a city of 250,000 and we need to have places, you know, like Sweetwater and Amazon coming to town and the Three Rivers, well, then you also have to make sure you've got emergency systems in place to take care of your people. People need to be able to move here and live here with confidence.
Yep. So just to clarify, we are supposed to have 44 paramedics and 44 EMS certified workers.
Okay.
Presently, I believe we have 19 paramedics and 28 EMS certified.
So we're below and we're below.
We're below and below, but especially on the paramedics.
Okay. So something gets started, at least in your discussion tonight. I'm sure since you've got my number and I've got your number, you'll get a hold of me and holler at me and just let me know how this comes along, okay? I think we need to keep this in front of the people, because the people that are hearing us right now, they're the people that need to know I have a fully staffed ambulance when I need one.
There's an emergency declared, and the public deserves to know that and to know why.
Yep, exactly right. Russ Yale from Fort Wayne City Council. Russ, thank you, sir.
Podcasts by Federated Media.